Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of BS Drunk Movie Reviews. Now, this is a weekly podcast, and we do upload our video version to our YouTube channel. So make sure to check us out there if you want to see our beautiful faces, mine especially. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm being joined by my sister, Veta.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Good, you?
I'm doing good. I'm good. On this episode, so this month we are doing voyeurism / peeping Tom. That's our theme or whatever. And so for this, we are doing the movie The Voyeurs, or The Voyeurs and everything.
And it's got that girl
Sydney Sweeney. I find her very attractive. So is
you and a lot of people, because she's the it girl.
She's got great titties.
She loves to show them off, which, too.
Me, yeah, exactly. And that Ben Hardy, the guy that plays Sebastian, which I want to talk about him, but he's hot too. There's a lot of hot people in this movie.
It's excellent cast.
Yeah, it's a hot people, a hot people all around. Yeah. Okay, so all right, so. Before we get started on this review and everything, Veta, we got to ask the most important question. What are you drinking?
I am drinking an absolute voyeur.
Look at you. All right, well, I have to admit, I didn't really, I Google.
All you have to do is Google absolute voyeur, and it's the very first thing that comes up. It's a little bit of a make you work drink. You got to mix the strawberries, grapes, and basil. You mash them up all together. Then you add some sugar and some vodka, and you mix and.
You're right. I did not look very hard. I just typed in voyeur cocktail, but I could. You're right. It's the first thing that pops up. So I'm lazy. Look at that. Although this looks like a lot of work, so maybe
it wasn't. It really wasn't. It took like 2 minutes. As long as you like. I prepped, I cleaned the strawberries and the grapes and the basil and had everything ready to go. So all I had to do was mush it up in my mixer.
Right on.
I think they call it muddle it. And I'm like, well, don't call things mud. That just.
Oh, right on. Okay. So first off, I just want to say, I knew, Veta, overall.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a glass of rosé. I'm just drinking a glass of rosé. You know, I went lazy. I'm sorry. Next movie, I won't go lazy. Promise.
She uses wine to kill him at the end. So.
Oh, that's a good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I picked a rosé, because it's like a pinkish wine, and that's what it was at the end. I don't remember what it's called at the end, and it sounded expensive. Murder wine. Exactly. I'm drinking some murder wine. Okay, so Veta. First off, overall, what did you think about this movie? Did you like it? Not like it?
I thought it was fun. I did. Okay. I have some thoughts. Within the first like 5 minutes of watching this, I said, she's going to sleep with him.
Oh, yeah. She was like.
I knew that was happening right away. And I was like. But there's got to be something else. It can't just be that she's going to sleep with him. So I knew something else was coming.
Oh, yeah. Like you felt it the whole time watching this stuff. You're like, when is the next shoe going to drop?
Let's be honest. If you have you ever been in a hotel and all of a sudden you look across the way at another hotel and the people
no.
I'm not joking. We were in downtown Chicago one time and. We were there for spring break for our kids. And all of a sudden I open the curtains because it's morning. We're going to get the day start, open the windows, and straight across from us is a guy in the nude with his hands on his hips and his chest in the Superman pose, but fucking naked. My children were running around and I quickly closed the curtain back up. And even my husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, there's a really naked man across the way that's very visible. And my husband goes, oh, and I'm not gonna lie, I know why he was naked. He was showing the world what he was proud of, and as he should have.
Gotcha. Okay, so look at you. He was the male equivalent of Sydney Sweeney. Okay, so I should have known right off by the way, the first time, says I watched this movie twice, and I'm not gonna lie, the first time I did watch it, I did like it. But then I watched it the second time. I've come to realize I do not like it. The Sydney Sweeney's character, I'm trying to remember her name off the top of my head. Pippa, because I like that name. I do not like Pippa. Pippa is
Oh
the
no.
villain of this story, in my opinion.
Oh, but
She's
I
the bi-
love
oh.
Pippa.
Well, we are gonna have to talk about that. Okay, but I should have known that this movie was gonna get on my nerves because it's in Montreal.
I don't
Ugh,
like Julia.
gross. Which one's Julia?
Sib's wife.
No, she's the victim here. I'll explain. I'll explain. I'll explain.
She's the villain.
Oh my God, what?
She's the villain.
No, she's not the villain. I just want to explain why she's not the villain. And here we'll get into this, okay?
Oh my
Okay.
gosh, you're gonna victim shame, aren't
I
you?
am not
Oh.
going I'm no, I'm villain shaming, okay? Okay. So, well, Thomas is the victim,
Well,
okay?
truth.
So, yeah, so he's the victim here.
You know
Okay.
what would have been really awesome if he would have popped out at the end and been like, I was in on it too,
That would have been
bitch.
great. That would have been actually more exciting and everything. Okay, so I just want to say first off, okay, so Pippa and Thomas move into this apartment because it's their first time living together and they've been dating or whatever.
And they got a deal
Again,
on it.
oh, you got a deal, but I just want to say, was it like $500,000? Because your apartment is like so nice. I'm all like, what, where are you affording this apartment? Even with a deal, what was it with a coupon and shit? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, she's an ophthalmologist.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. But did you see their apartment, Veta?
Yeah,
That was like the
but what
size
does
of my
he do? Oh, what
house.
does he do?
He
Maybe
makes
he
the
does something in.
jingles for
Well,
commercials.
maybe
That can't be that
it's in
lucrative.
Canada. Can't you just imagine if they were like, oh, you know, it's a little out of my budget? And they'd be like, oh, no, don't worry about
I mean, maybe they will. I don't know. I
it.
don't know. That place is like Oz to me, so I don't understand it. Okay.
Montreal is completely different because they still speak French there. I love like Toronto, Vancouver. Montreal, I've never
Yes.
been because I'm afraid someone is
Okay.
going to go,
What is
oui,
this the
madame. And I'm going to go,
What is this the fucking Travel Channel? Come on. Okay. So I love how they're watching. Okay, so they're watching the people across the way, which is Julia and Sebastian, right? And he's a photographer and apparently well known because he's good at his craft or whatever. And
fucks
she's
anything with tits.
yeah, we have
Literally.
Yeah, the dude has game. I'll tell you that
Yeah.
right now. I'm all like, which he does, because the whole time I'm like, I'd fuck him. I'm like, he'd be like, take off your shirt. And I'd be like, okay, it's
Yeah,
off. Now
because
what?
he does that to every model that walks in his apartment.
With me, he'd be like, take off your shirt. I'd be like, why don't we just start fucking? I don't have to take off. We can just start fucking now. We don't have to deal with the pleasantries, buddy.
In and he'd be like, okay, these are the type of pictures I want today. And he'd be like, we fuck first.
Exactly. That's exactly what it'd be. I was like, so I love how after they watch them smash for the first time, and I did like how Pippa was at the beginning, she was like, we shouldn't be watching them. This is bad. I'm all like, you shouldn't be watching them, but I would watch them because I'm not a good person.
Well, and that's
But
how Tom was.
yeah.
Thomas was all like, oh no, I'm watching this shit even when you're not home.
Yeah, which I also was just like, why does nobody have blinds in the apartment complex
Because
across the
don't you
way?
remember when he asked at the beginning the realtor about curtains and she said, no, the owner doesn't want anything changed.
Oh,
Like
I don't remember
nothing.
that.
Yeah, she says something about they don't
But
want
what about the
stuff like.
apartment across the street that Sebastian and Julia? Because none of the neighbors, you see that old couple just
Yeah.
chilling or whatever, and then you see that
They don't
one.
want the property damaged. I
I
don't
guess,
know.
I mean, that's a weird thing. Okay, so
Maybe they're really watching
I love how
everybody.
Pippa puts on that hot little number when she gets into bed with Thomas, and he's fast asleep. And I don't know about you, but I have told my wife, I don't care if I'm
Lingerie is a
asleep.
waste of money. It's for
It
when you're
is, it is,
young,
it
it's
is.
for seducing when you're young, when you're married or living together. You don't need that shit. Just
You
get
don't.
naked and he will be like, oh, it's that time. Whoosh, whoosh, let's go.
And then she didn't even try to wake him up, which I'm all like, wake me up. I'm like, trust me, I promise. If you say, hey, I want to put your dick in my mouth, I'd be like, okay, I'm up. I'm up. I'm up.
She doesn't even need to say that. She needs to just do it.
Yeah, right on.
Because all of a sudden you'd be like,
So
am I dreaming? And then you'd look down and be like, oh no, this is for real. Yay, me.
yeah, and I love how, okay, so what was okay, her ophthalmology business, what was it called? Like O Peak or something, Opletech or something like that. I can't
Some
remember.
French word, I think
Yeah,
that
yeah.
means eyes. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so I just want to say right now. So her friend, her bestie, Ari, right? Not a good friend. I just want to say that right now, and we'll talk about that later when
But
all this
isn't
shit.
her best friend Thomas's sister?
Well, is it? I thought Ari, because Ari is, well, Ari is the chick that works with her. Yeah, you're right. Her best friend is, what was her name? The girl with the blue hair. I don't know. Is
No,
she?
not the blue hair. Oh, the blue. She's so her best friend is dating Tom, or is
No, the sister of Thomas was the was her best
blue
friend,
hair.
but Ari is her co-worker.
Okay, got it, got
Okay,
it, got
so
it.
Ari gives
You're
her
right,
the
you're right.
worst
Blue
advice.
hair's the sister.
Yeah. Ari gives her the worst advice later on in this movie, and I want to talk about it because I was just like, what the, that's the worst fucking advice I've ever heard in my entire life. Okay, so I love how the Asian lady gave her that bird cage, and it plays into it later, but I was like, that's actually a really nice gift. I would love that if somebody gave that to me. I was like,
Oh,
I
it was
like it.
super nice.
I like it. Okay. And I liked her boss too. I was like, she may be like very like what did they, how did they describe her? I can't remember, but I was just like, I don't know.
I
She
don't know,
seems
but I
nice to
just love that they
me.
were doing LASIK and she's like, I do like 200 of these a week. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you know poutine and
Oh,
everything?
yeah.
Yeah. I love how, okay, so I love how, and we me and you had talked about it in our last episode. So they are watching them, right? Okay. In that apartment. And Sebastian is eating sushi and he starts to choke. And they're just like, hey. And I'm like, call the fucking ambulance, you idiots. I'm like, why are you not calling 999 or whatever it is in Canada? I'm like, you guys are just sitting there like fucking morons, just waving down this idiot listening to probably the Spice Girls. And I'm all like,
They could have totally had done it and been like, hey, we were just having dinner or whatever, and we were sitting by the window and we
yeah.
noticed this. But it also would have changed this entire movie. This movie
For
couldn't have
sure, yeah.
happened if they would have just called the
Exactly.
cops.
Yeah, I was just like, you could have, I feel like you could have ran over there and knocked on their door faster than whatever you did, you little
Their
idiots.
little Pictionary or charades moment of
Yeah,
the no,
exactly.
like this, no.
And
Oh,
exactly. And another question, why didn't what's his face run into the next room and just be like tap 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 on the shoulder and be
right.
like right on? And now, okay, so then okay, so Pippa, she gets a little bit of an obsession
A
with this
little bit.
couple and Sebastian
She's these
everything.
people's stalker.
She is. And I was like, this is why Pippa is starting to become the villain. Or I felt like wasn't really like, I didn't feel sympathetic towards her. If
Because she
anything
did
bad.
do this to herself.
Yeah, she did. Okay. So she starts like, she starts convincing her boyfriend to, they're like spying on her or whatever. And then they go to lunch, you know? And, but by the way, you were totally right about him. Like he's like, oh, can we talk about real quick before we before I want to talk before we talk about that lunch and the and everything. I want to talk about when she bought those binoculars, which I don't think they were that great, but whatever. And they she's and her and him have sex
Did
while
you think she was
watching.
looking at the accordion first? Because I
Yeah,
totally
that's totally
did.
why. Yeah, I was like, that's nice. I was like, I'm not really, you know, an accordion person, but whatever, it's fine.
Camera all of a sudden pans in onto the
Yeah,
binoculars,
but
and I was like, oh
yeah.
shit, I didn't even see
I didn't
those.
seem to. You're so right. Like, oh,
I bought
binoculars. I get
guitar
it.
and now I'm an accordion.
Yeah, a small piece would be like, honey, I don't know how much you paid for. What did she pay? Like $80 or whatever. I was like, I feel like you could have gone
A
to.
hundred, because the guy goes, oh, you could have negotiated them down to 50. And I was like, you could have bought brand new
Yeah.
ones.
And for $10 at Walmart, then they would have worked just fine. You could have got one of those. I feel like they could have got a collapsible one that you find in one of those like those camping kits.
Little, what, garden or whatever?
Yeah, it was like a little foyer and everything. I'm like,
They
I.
weren't like looking at birds for fuck's sake.
Exactly. So, okay. So I love how she's watching him smash this model because she comes by later and everything. And she's all like, you know, she's getting frisky with her boyfriend, fantasizing about this other man who is hotter than her
And
boyfriend.
she starts telling her boyfriend to do everything this guy's.
Yeah, which I'm all like, which me, if it was me, I'd just be like, where are you getting these instructions from? This is new. But he does not last long, right? And everything. And she sees that Sebastian over there has got the stamina and the vigor of a youngster and everything. Fuck him. Anyways, so by the way, I totally felt with him. I last like 2-3 minutes tops. Like that shit feels real good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I have no stamina. I cannot hold out. I am like, I feel delicious right now. Okay. So can we, okay, now, unless you want to talk about anything else, I would like to talk about the lunch because they go to lunch with Ari, the sister, whatever the sister's name was.
Blue
was
hair.
Her name Josie? Yeah, blue hair. Josie, blue hair. Okay. Thomas and then Pippa. Okay. So then, okay, but then Josie, the blue hair, she tells Pippa about how, because Pippa's all like, I wish there was a way for us to listen to them. And I'm all like, what's going on here? What's going on here? And then blue hair's all
and
like,
the sister and brother have like an eye conversation, which seems to happen a lot in this movie, which I'm like, that never pans out for me. Like, I start trying to have an eye conversation, and apparently they throw me under the bus.
Why are you looking at me like that? What?
Oh, so, you want me to tell everyone you killed the cat? Great, I'll do.
Yeah, and so she tells them that Thomas listened in on a girl from college's private conversation, by the way. All this is illegal,
by
the way.
It wasn't even a private conversation. It was her having sex with her roommate.
Yeah, which I'm all like, Thomas, I kind of don't feel bad for you because because he scolds her later on, but I'm all like, but you did that. I'm all like, I don't know. Once you do one bad thing like that, I don't know if I could feel bad for you and stuff like that. Although I do kind of feel bad for him because he dies. But anyways, okay.
He's murdered, though. He doesn't.
Is he, though?
He is.
That's my. No. You have no proof of that. There is no proof of that. No proof.
I think he was murdered.
What do we see? What do we see?
I just think he was murdered.
We see her thinking of what happened.
But she did have a point with the drink that he drank killed the birds. Are you telling me the birds are dying from
telling,
all natural?
You're telling okay. You're no. I totally think that Julia drugged that
I don't
drink.
Think Sebastian.
But
was
you're telling. No, I think Sebastian was in on it. But here's my question for you: how does Julia, a 90-pound model, string up a 200-pound
dude? Oh, I don't think
dude.
She did it by herself.
No, I think they wanted you to, well, they want you to think she did it by herself.
No, I don't think
and how did she do it with anybody else? Who else was involved? Sebastian was too busy fucking Sweeney, Sydney Sweeney.
Maybe she made a little pulley system.
Yeah, she had time for that bullshit. She's Notre Dame and shit over
all
here. Okay.
And an eye conversation with him in the window is going, I need more time. Fuck her again.
Yeah, which I, okay. So going back to, what did they do? Oh, they went to the Halloween party, right? Which I just want to say, I love Halloween parties. I don't really like dressing up, but I just love parties and everything. But anyways, I did not like Sebastian
dressing up for Halloween parties.
I mean, I guess so, but some people don't take it seriously.
But
and
I
they
pick
just,
like, obscure things like, my husband and I went as Netflix and Chill, Twitter and Snapchat.
Yeah,
Salt
I'm not about that.
Pepper.
No, I don't want that shit. If you're not going to take it seriously, don't fucking.
You know what I want? And everybody, you can steal this. I'm just going to tell him because it's my best. So if my husband and I ever go to another Halloween party, we are going to, and we're getting too old for this, which makes it even better. We are going to be Andy and what's his face from the Goonies.
Oh, Sloth?
Andy. No, Andy, the girl cheerleader.
I was gonna say you'd be a great
wearing
sloth.
What's the brother of the older brother of the Goonies?
I just
kid?
Know that it's Josh Brolin, Brandon.
Brandon. So Brandon
and
Andy.
Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can do the monologue.
Yeah.
No, you can't do the monologue because all she says is. She's like, I'm scared. I want to go home and everything. And then so in the monologue of it's our time. So, okay, we're not talking about the fucking Goonies. Okay, fuck the Goonies. Okay, we should do that movie. Okay, I do like how they went to the thing. And then I didn't like Sebastian's costume. He creeped me out with that because he was all like, and everything. I'm like, oh, get
and
the fuck out of here. Yeah, I was like, don't be weird, Sebastian. Too late. Anyways,
Yeah.
but I love how he was taking pictures of people, and I'm all like, why are you bringing your work with you to a party, fucker, and everything?
Because it's in their house and he's already got the camera.
Then that's true, I guess so. But they did set up the mirror and the laser pointer to listen
that
to.
All has some sciencey thing on how to listen in. Why did right while they were going through all this hassle being in their house, why didn't they just plant one of those little microphones?
Exactly. Oh my god. Yeah. The things this movie does is just ridiculous. Okay. So then Julia just pops up in her business, right, to get new glasses, and I'm all like, "This."
Did you not think it was strange that she was dressed as a character with the same name as they had been calling her in her house? I feel like that was a little shade towards them, going, haha, you don't know what
yeah,
we're
what
doing.
Was it
Margot.
Yeah, Margot and everything. And I just love how she's all like, I just love how Julia, after meeting Pippa once, is all like, hey, you seem like a really cool girl. We should hang out and be besties.
I'll be like, hey, she wants to sleep with me.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong, I would have loved that scene. I would have watched it. I would have like probably jerked off to it. I'm just saying, yeah, it was just weird. So then I love their little spa treatment day, because she's just like talking about how she's all like, you know, I don't feel seen or whatever. And she's like, are you okay, Margot? And she's like, who's Margot? And she's like, that's so funny and everything. And I'm like, besties and everything. Girls are weird.
That's who I went for as Halloween. You're
weird.
I'm out.
Yeah. And I love how she just like obligatorily mentions that she's got a Wi-Fi printer, and I'm all like, what is that? I've never heard of that before. But and that plays a part later, because then she accuses Sebastian of sleeping with other women, right? And then Sebastian's like, fine, I want a fucking divorce or whatever. And then I love how we chime in here, by the way, if you want to talk about
it. I'm just enjoying watching, listening to you slur your words.
And then I love how she, okay, so then she starts to send
you don't
her.
Have a wireless printer?
No, mine's hooked up to my computer.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stick on that, but you said I've never even heard of that. And I'm like, I got one upstairs.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, I probably have heard of it. I just don't remember. I don't care either way. It's
but would you, this is my question, would you have done that? Would you have told her
husband? No,
too?
I was gonna ask you the same thing. Okay,
nope,
I'm gonna
not
throw
my
out this
business.
Hypothetical.
I'll watch
Yeah,
it
that's
all
my
day.
thought. Okay, that's, I always throw out this hypothetical, like if you were in a restaurant and you saw a friend of yours across the way and they were there with somebody, not their spouse, and they were obviously like, you know sucking face and shit all up on each other, would you tell your friend? And me, I've always been like, no, I'm not getting involved. I don't know what kind of situation they've got going on.
Like they talk about at lunch, you don't know what is going on in the relationship.
Exactly.
They could, there's all kinds of situations out there. There's the open marriage. There's polyamorous.
By the way, none of this is my deal, but if it's yours,
no.
By all means, have at it.
Yeah, hey, whatever consenting adults do behind closed doors is their business, not mine. You know, there's all kinds of different relationships out there. So I just kind of go, none of my business. Because I always feel like whoever tells becomes the villain.
Oh my God, you're so right. Yeah, you're the bad guy now, because you ruined their marriage or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm all like, nope, I'm not going to be that person. And if they found out that I knew, I'd be all like, no, because you'd hate me if I told you. So you can hate me.
Well, I wasn't sure. Maybe it was his sister.
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't really get a good look at him. I had my back to him and everything. I could
drinking.
Always.
Drinking. You know what happens
yeah,
when I
Yeah.
Drink.
You know. So I.
Blame
so
it on
then,
the alcohol.
Yeah. Exactly. Blame it on the alcohol. Okay. So I love how. Okay. So Julia ends up killing herself, or ending herself. I'm putting that up in quotes because
I didn't believe it when it happened.
You did. Oh, see, I believed it. I believed it because I was just like, I was like, because me personally, I was just like, well, at least this movie got a little spicy, you know?
There's no way he's fucking that many people and she's a formal model and he's fucking all these models and she hasn't heard the fucking rumors.
Right on. So, okay. So, Thomas leaves, right? He leaves. Okay.
And I'll tell you after you say something else also why I don't believe it was that she did it.
Okay,
Go
so
ahead.
Thomas leaves, okay, because he's like, I'm done with this. You've taken this over the edge, right? And everything. Which I was like, she has, and she and you see it going through this. I don't know how long this movie takes place over, but you see it going through and their relationship is starting to like dwindle because she is like obsessed with this hot
Yeah,
blonde guy
it
across the
devolves
way. Yeah,
over
which
time.
and everything. So when he leaves, she's all like, well, it's time to book
Oh,
and
now I'm gonna
everything.
follow him and have
Yeah,
a meet cute with him.
exactly. And she follows him to the bar, which, by the way, I just want to say, when they did, when she follows him to the bar and they do the close-up of him where he comes, hold on, I'm gonna get close to the camera, hold on, give me 2 seconds, I gotta move my stuff. When he when he does this thing where they're all like and he sits down with her, I like that part. I was just like, all right, I'd leave. He's creeping me out now and everything.
But she wants that D, so
She
she's
does
not
want the
leaving.
D, which, you know, I mean, I bet he's good at it and everything because he was just hand. The guy's got game. We can't deny that.
No,
He's got
he gets
game.
so much during this movie. Like
So
in
much.
some movies, we talk about the smoking or the alcohol. He fucks so many women in this
Yeah, he is just
movie.
fucking everything in Montreal.
Yeah.
So then Thomas comes back to their apartment while they're fucking in their apartment, and he drinks the poison juice, which he's been drinking. What is that, like chlorine water or whatever? I don't remember what
Yeah.
it's called. Chlorotic water or whatever. He's been drinking it
Whatever.
this whole, but and it
It's
tastes like
green
sh
juice. It's just
yeah, it's
green juice.
green. Yeah, his green drink. And he's been drinking it. It tastes like shit. I've had it before. It tastes like shit.
Yeah, and
But
he drinks it every day.
yeah. And it's supposed to be really good for you, but I'm all like, I'm sorry. If it
Having
tastes
something so gross be good
be
for
good
you?
for you.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, just, you know, if petrol was good for you, you wouldn't be drinking it. He sees him fucking, and I'm all like, okay. So the big thing is here, he drinks the juice. He's all like, this tastes like crap. So he dumps that out into the bird feeder that
Yep.
his, her boss bought her. And that plays into the thing later. Okay. So then after the next day, after she's done fucking Hottie McHottie, Big Dick
Her
McGee.
walk of shame, because she's
Yeah.
only half dressed.
Right on. Exactly. And I love how Thomas brought her dead flowers. Those fuckers were dead. He got those on sale at the dollar store. She comes in to their apartment and finds him, and he's hung himself. Dun dun
Okay,
dun.
so this, now that you've said he's dead, this is
Okay.
the part where it confirmed that Julia wasn't killed. Because when Thomas kills himself, you see ambulances, policemen, they're bringing his body out on a stretcher. They are so, she, Pippa is so obsessed with watching Julia and Sebastian. She would have been watching when they removed the body. So my whole thing is they don't show that because it didn't happen, or it was, you know, they hired actors and actresses, so it wouldn't, you know, it doesn't look right. Something, it just, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right. So he invited her to his showing of his photographs, right? And of course she's going because she wants more of that dick.
Oh, that's, and she
I
tells her best friend that she just needs closure.
Yeah,
She
which
needs
I'm
him one more time.
yeah, and this is the part where I was talking about before. So Ari gives her the worst advice you can give to somebody. She's all like, you need to get back on that horse. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm all like, no,
I hate when people give that
Ari,
advice.
her boyfriend just killed himself. I'm putting that in quotations because I'm all like, I'm sorry. I'm like, that is the worst advice you can give to this girl right now. Get back on that horse. Like, get the fuck out of here. Oh no. She tells her the best thing you can do is to do something. No. This is, I take this back. This is before what's his face kills himself. She tells her the best way to do it, to get over a relationship, is to do something absolutely terrible or life terrible or whatever and everything. I'm just like, this is terrible advice. This is bad advice. Ari, you're a bad friend. But she
Without bad
goes,
advice, this would be a completely different movie.
yeah. And then so she goes to his opening or whatever, and it's revealed that Julia is alive and that they've been making Pippa their
Muse.
muse or whatever.
The center of
And
their show, boobs and all.
boobs and all, great boobs, by the way. They're great. I love how when they showed the part where Thomas was hanging and she like first walked in and people started leaving. They're like, fuck this noise, this is weird. And I'm like, yeah, leave. I'm like, And she leaves. Now, I just want to say right now, when she left the art gallery, I thought that that's where the movie should have ended. Because I was like, you know what? I'm like, that's fine and
I
everything. And I
love
was,
her version of revenge.
do you though? I mean, I have questions about that too, but okay. So I love how she goes back to their apartment and everything, and she's like tearing shit up and everything and ripping out pictures. She finds that little nook and cranny up in their like attic, and I'm all like, where did this fucking thing go? There's not even stairs up there. There's just some builder blocks up there and everything. I'm all like, that's crazy bones and everything. So,
And it is a room covered with her photos of her routine, where she works, just everything about her. Plus showing all the cameras that are taking nonstop pictures of their apartment. So
So
apparently you can't listen to
then,
people having sex, but you can take pictures of them having sex.
yeah, it's like so crazy. I don't know, but they're the talk of the art or the art world
Well,
right
and
now.
apparently in the lease, the very last page of the lease was the acknowledgement of what the people were doing and the signing away of the rights to the photos and stuff.
Right on. So she sees the birds that were killed by the juice, the green juice. And I love how Julia, like when she looks over, Julia's all like, and
Yeah,
everything. She's
waves.
like waving at her. And I was like, oh, Julia, you're naughty.
Oh, she's a
So
sociopath for sure.
for sure. And they're doing their little interview. I did feel like maybe Sebastian felt a little bad for what he did with their whole thing. But at the same time, he was all like, no, I got all this money now, so it doesn't matter and everything. So then, like you said, like, okay, so they get some wine and they drink the wine, and then they start getting the faxes or the thing from the printer about like, I know what you did. You did,
He
Thomas didn't
didn't
commit.
kill
Yeah,
himself.
he didn't
You
do
killed
it. Yeah, you
him.
killed him, everything. And so they chase her down back to her
Office.
office, right? Where they get them to like admit that they drugged him or whatever. But here's the thing. She doesn't admit to killing him, like putting him up, like stringing him up. That's all
And
just.
maybe it's like the same drug that she gave them. Maybe it just knocked him out and the
But it
pain
didn't just
really
knock
did
out
kill
those
him,
birds.
but they're smaller.
I mean, I guess so. I don't, I'm not, I'm just saying, like, Julia, you can't convince me that 90-pound model strung up that dude. There's no way you can convince me of that. I'm just like, I'm sorry, but
And
it's fine.
explain to me how Pippa carries both of them to the little
No,
mist
you
machine and
explain, because
burns their
that's
corneas.
what I was gonna say, because I don't believe that Pippa took them back to their apartment. She just let them wander around Montreal until they found their fucking
Why?
way.
The blind leading the blind down
Exactly.
the road.
Yeah, so she ends up burning their corneas out, which we kind of saw that at the beginning of the movie, but didn't really get a whole thing of it. And so then we see a new couple in the apartment that Pippa and Thomas were in, and they're watching the blind people,
And
which
they're
are
like, what are
Sebastian.
they doing?
What are they doing? Look at those idiots over there. They're stupid.
Because they're blind and they're stumbling around their
Yeah,
house.
which I love the last shot of this movie, which was Pippa on the roof, and she sets down the binoculars, and then she like walks away, and then she like turns around, and you're just like, ooh, good shot, wink, wink. I was like, oh, please get the fuck out of
It's
here.
through the binoculars.
But yeah, but
You,
through the
yeah,
binoculars.
yeah.
So yeah, I just yeah.
So you really think she's the villain? I think she just got revenge.
I think she's the villain of this story. I mean, I'm
Don't.
not saying that Julie and Sebastian are like bastions of the community and everything, or like, angels or anything like that, but I'm sorry, like she set all this shit in motion. This is all her fault. If she would have just left good alone, left well alone, she would have been fine. But no, she kept playing with fire
So how do you
and
think they would have dealt with it though if they couldn't hook? Because I think the only reason they focused on her is because she's the one they hooked in. I think if Thomas was the one they would have hooked in, they would have focused on him. But what if they couldn't hook either of them? What were they going to do? Evict them?
no. I would say no. I would just say they, because you can't just evict somebody from no reason, right? Like, Like, once you sign a contract, you got to let them live there for like a year, right?
It all depends on what the lease says, I suppose.
I mean, I guess so. Well, I mean, maybe, listen, if it was me, I'd be like, fine, I'm getting the fuck out. You
But if
two are
this is
fucking
what his
weird.
new art show depends on.
I mean, listen, I'm sorry. I just think Pippa is the villain here. Like after watching this the second time, I'm sorry,
Maybe
Pippa.
I'll have to watch it again.
Maybe. All right, Veta. Is there anything else you want to say about this movie?
No, not really. I liked it.
No.
It was a good little twist. I
So you
mean,
would recommend it?
I would.
Okay, right on.
You wouldn't?
No, you can skip this. Well, unless you want to see Sydney Sweeney's
Can't they
titties.
watch that series she's on and see
You
her
can,
boobies?
but this one you only have to watch like a
And
2 hour
they do
movie.
show a good
Yeah, they're nice
on-frontal
too.
of them.
Yeah,
You do
they
get
show a
the
picture
full
of it. Yeah,
aspects.
they're good. They're nice. They are grade A titties. You know what I'm saying? They're very nice. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then if you don't have
Now that we're done
anything.
talking about our boobs.
Now we're talking about our boobs. Let's wrap this sucker up. Thank you
Go for it.
guys so much for listening to us. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, you guys, at BS Drunk Pod to stay updated and everything. And we'll give you some fun facts about the movie that we watched and everything. It's a good time. Also, if you listen to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify, please leave us a 5-star review. We really appreciate it, and it helps us out tremendously. You know, you have no idea how much it helps us out. Also, we will be posting this to our YouTube channel, so be sure to check us out there at BS Drunk Movie Reviews. And please don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. It costs you nothing and it helps us out a lot. Also, you guys, we have started a Patreon, and there's plenty of different levels for you. And basically, what we do, if you're interested, basically what we do is we go through franchises and we go from movie one to movie whatever, and we just sit and review them and everything, have a good time. It's an after hours podcast and everything. It's a good time. So go ahead and check it out there.
We are saving you time with some of
Yeah,
these.
for sure, for sure. And you guys, as always, please don't forget to drink, recap, review, and repeat. Bye, you
Bye,
guys.
guys.